everybody. Since Shavuos is coming up, so we're going to take a little look at one particular angle of Megillas Ruth. What we're going to say today is based mainly on the writings of this Rav. See how he developed an approach to a particular question in Megillas Ruth. Let's begin with mentioning the halakha, which is an open puzzle. Somebody who is from the nations of Amoy or Moab cannot marry into the Kalashet. So even if they become a Ger, they won't be able to marry a regular Israel, or be limited in who they can marry. And Amoyli and the Moabi cannot marry in the Kalashet. And the next possible convinces with the reason for this, Al-Zavara shall be kidding West and Balechan Zomai, by their reputation with the tribe when we pass by their land, they did not offer bread and water. Now, the Mishnah in Yohanan teaches a one little halacha that Amoyni Umayyadi Asuri Be'isur Isur Oyo. The Ger who comes from Amoyni Umayyo is also an Isur Oyo. Avon the Kevay Satan, what about not an Amoyni and Umayyadi, an Amoynist and Umayyadis? Then what to do? And that Mishnah says the Kevay Satan will Taris Miyad. Only an Amoyni and Umayyadi, not an Amoynist, not a Umayyadis. This is well known with the sentence Amoyni v'loy Amoynis, Moyavi v'loy Moyavis. Now let's take a look how these halachas play a role in some of the events in Megillas Ruth. As we know, Ruth is Ruth HaMoyavir. She came from Moyav. She was a Moyavis. So she's the only mutter to get married into Am Yisrael based upon this halacha Amoyni v'loy Amoynis, Moyavi v'loy Moyavis. Where we have taken the possible to apply both to Zacharim and to Nekevos, Ruth would not have been permitted to be married somebody, to get married to somebody in Am Yisrael. Now, it took him recall that after Boaz discovers who Ruth is, that she's a relative, and there's a Yubum type idea to keep going in the shame of the Mishpata, so he tells Ruth that there's somebody else who's a closer Korinth, who's a closer relative, and let's first ask whether he's interested, the Goyel, and the Goyel says, Vayomer HaGoyel, I can't, I don't want to. And the apostle reads, Vayomer HaGoyel, he approached this other gentleman, and he says, Loi Uchal, Ligo, Li, I'm not able to do this Geula, Hen Ashkitz Es Nachalos. Perhaps I will destroy my Nachal. Anyone want to do it? Based upon this concern, perhaps I will destroy my nachal. Now what is my nachal, and why is there a concern for destroying it by marrying Mus? So Rashi says over here, when Ashi says nachalosi, perhaps I will destroy my nachal. Says Rashi, Zah. My nachal means my children, my future generations. Like the Pesuk in Tehillim says, nachalas Hashem bonim, the bonim are called the nachal. Lost his concern for his future generations, lost his pagan of the Zari, that the children born from this lady will be possible. Sheneva, as it says in the Pasuk, no Yodai Amoyni, Yodai an Amoyni and Yodai cannot marry into Am Yisrael, but Tor, but Amoyni, Yodai Amoyni. So says Rashi, this gentleman made a mistake in this halacha, Amoyni, Yodai Amoyni, Yodai Amoyni, Yodai. He thought that the prohibition applies equally to both, and therefore he said, well, if I'm going to get married to Rus, my children are going to be children, so I don't want to get married. Ask Mr. Rowe a very simple and straightforward question, so I don't understand. If indeed he thinks that there is no such drasha, Amoyni v'lo Amoyni, obviously, in fact, the pasuk applies equally to both Zachorim and the Kavos, so why is the whole concern phrased in this text? He's concerned about his future generations, about Zari, Ken Ashkis, as Nachalosi. Never mind the future generations. What about you yourself? What about the prohibition of marrying Amoni? And Amoni is, according to you, also Moyavi and Moyavis. According to you, it's a prohibition, so never mind the children. What about you yourself? Very stark question. This girl answers another kashas. And then he develops a fascinating and very fundamental mahalak. In addition to this question, Ms. Garel sent us to a Gemara in Yevos, where we find a very interesting Shakla Vitaria, which took place in the times of Shaul and David HaMelech. So we're talking about a few days after the story of Rus and Boaz. Rus married to Boaz, had children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and become to David HaMelech. And in the times of David HaMelech, they infuse a whole discussion regarding this halacha about moedim v'leah, moedim v'leah, moedim v'leah. What is Aldach? Amar and Zoyim, and Zoyim, it was this gentleman Zoyim, and Zoyim, it was a poem to David HaMelech. And he says, Adja from Mashal Allah in Hogan Hub and Alphas, before we start inquiring whether he's fitting to be a melech in Lahab, Sha'al Allah in Roy Lobby Bekod in Lahab. Let us question whether David is fitting Allah in the couple. David HaMelech started to question and be mephactic in the kashrus of David HaMelech, Lobby Bekod, my time. So calls him in Rus and Lobby, well, who's David descended from? He's descended from Rus. Amalei Avner, if there was something called Avner, we'll answer that. But if Mufurish, a halakha, a moini v'lai, a moini v'lai, a moini v'lai, that's how we understand the possible. And then it fused the whole shakla of Tariya, in which Doi Kardoni proceeded to question this drasha. If we make this drasha in this place, why don't we make the drasha in other places, etc., etc. All sorts of questions whether this drasha is a correct or incorrect way of judging the possible. And basically, it landed up as a stalemate. They couldn't answer his questions. Shaul HaMelech sent them off to the Beit HaMedrash. They went through the same Shakla Vitaria. Nobody could come to a conclusive proof of what the correct way is to be Mefarish the Apostle. Until somebody comes along and he says the following line, which is the last line I put in from the one in the Gemara, where it says, Kol mi she'eino she'me'a halacha zu, yidokim b'chelef. Anyone who isn't going to accept this halacha, we're going to poke him with a sword. I have a clear Kabbalah going back to earlier generations from the Beis Din of Shmuel, and Moini Vilayah Moinis, Moyovi Vilayah. And for some reason, this final statement, maybe it was the sword which shot things off, but this final statement seems to have settled the matter. This is what I was Mekabbal from the earlier Beis Din. It is indeed correct. Moini Vilayah Moinis, Moyovi Vilayah. He too asked Ms. Garel, what did all this happen? They'd already said a brighton in the Sitra Drasha, Moni Vlaya Moni, Moni Vlaya Moni. So, he comes on and he says, made a bit more dramatic, he brought a sword, and he said, well, this is why I was the couple from the base in Shmuel. Moni Vlaya Moni, Moni Vlaya Moni. They'd already asked all the questions that they were to ask on that Drasha. They didn't seem to have a proper answer. So how does this conclude the lesson? A third question, which the Rizkirov asks, says that in fact, this whole discussion regarding this drasha, Amoini Vlaya Amoinis, Me'ovi Vlaya Me'ovis, took place already in the times of Boaz himself. The Gemara says that when Boaz got married to Ruth, the apostle recalls, Vayikach Astara Moshim Ezikhtei Vahir. He took 10 people. The Gemara had a discussion of what those 10 people were for. In one of the Purushas of the Gemara says that it was for the sake of being the Farsim, this halacha. Amoidit le amoidit, me'ovi v'lo me'ovis. So Boaz had already made this drasha, and in fact, paskened it halacha levaita to the extent that he himself went and relied upon it. So after the Brisker Rav, how is it that we find 4 Doras later, in the times of Zoe Gladoimi, Dom Damanech, Shemal Amanech, the whole discussion blowing up all over again? It was already decided by Boaz a few generations earlier. So again, let's just summarize. We have here these 3 questions. First of all, why was the potential Goyel only concerned about his Zera, not about the prohibition for himself? Second of all, how did it help when the discussion took place in the Beit HaMedrash with Doeg, David and Shaul? How did it help with the statement, this is why it was Mekabel from the Beit of Shmuel? And finally, this whole discussion already took place in the times of Boaz, so what suddenly changed in the times of Doeg and Dovid and Shaul, the whole matter got discussed again. The Brisk Rav answers these questions by pointing to another phase in the Rambam where there is two fundamental points put down about the understanding of Torah Shema Al-Peh and the Psokim with Chazal. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamre, where he discusses the halachas of the Zokin Mamre, one who doesn't accept the Psokim of the Beis Din HaGadol. So he says, "Kol mi she'eino ritzeh kairosom," second last thing on the sheet, "Oyver v'loitzat." Anybody who doesn't follow the Hayrois of the Beis Din HaGadol is Oyver v'loitzat. Echot v'vori she'elomdu oyvon mipi ha'shmur, they encourage Baal-Peh. Whether it is things that they were mekabel the Sinai, and this is Torah Baal-Peh, the echot v'vori she'elomdu mipi daiton ba'achas min habidus she'atur midrashis way. And whether it is things that they have themselves explained based upon the Torah Shabbat and the correct way of interpreting Torah Shabbat, based upon their interpretation of Torah Shabbat, this is the correct halach. Those are two forms of psokim of the Beis Din HaGadol which we are obliged to listen to. There are things that they have been the Kabbalah and Torah Shabbat Peh, the Kabbalah going back to Sinai, and things that they have explained regarding the correct way of Pirush and Torah Shabbat based on the Yudgim Bits. Hurry, Mo'ele says the Rambam, and this is the meaning of the pasuk, the words are mishpot hasheyoyu, the mishpot which they will say. Based upon the mishpot that the Beis Din HaGadol will say, this is the mishpot that they work out based on the human widows. The puzzle continues, Mikol Adom Hashem, if you look for anything that they tell you, Zuha Kabbalah Shekiblu Ish Mepi Ish. This is the Kabbalah they have been the Kabbalah, Ish Mepi Ish. So there are these two forms of psychalocha, something that they passed based upon the Kabbalah, something that they passed based upon their own approach. Now there is a fundamental difference between these two types of psychalocha. The Rambam tells us in the following period of this Mamre, in period Beit, that Beis Din Gadol shedoshu ba'achas min hamidos kefi ma shenira ve'enyeh shadim kach ve'donu din. A Beis Din Gadol, we make a drosha based on your given midos, based on the understanding of the din is such, and that is how they pass. For omad achreim Beis Din Achim, and then in the future door another Beis Din comes. The Nirelui Tam Achim, a Beis Din who are qualified to judge, not talking about people who are not in the parasha, a Beis Din who are Baramaki, and they appear to them after true Torah discussion that Tam Achim is totally so to disagree with that Psalm. Haredi says that they are entitled to disagree, the Dom Fima Shenera Be'enov, and they can surpass him differently. Shenera is about this, that it's written as a Shokit Hashiyah Bayom Noahim. So when we deal with a halacha that is learned from a drosha, then we are entitled, there can be such a thing that there will be a basin in the future though who might disagree. Could be. Now this is only applicable to a halacha which is learned from the Yudgimul Midas Shatern Nidreshes way. When the Torah says something, the basin follow the ways of being a Farish Torah of Islam, and they arrive at a certain conclusion. However, says the Rambam, top of the next slide, Dibri Kabbalah, something which is Kabbalah, which not saying is based on a drosha in the posset, this is Torah Shabbat Peh, and we will make Kabbalah, Dor after Dor, from Moshe Yitina. Ain't by Machloikis Ma'olam, there's no such thing as being fake on it, but Paul Bob is a Jutsu Machloikis, whenever we will find the Machloikis in the Torah Shabbat Peh, we will do a Shein Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a point that is not a point of Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So having said this, says the Brisk Rav, we can understand now with clarity this whole parsha of Hamoyim Moynis Ovid Ovid and what went on both in the time of Boaz between him and the Goel and what went on in the time of Ovid. Says the Brisk Rav, let's first look at the discussion that took place in the time of Dovid Hamet. Doeg HaNomi came based upon drosha in the Torah, and he said, "I know there's been boyas 4 days before me, who already made this drasha. Amoyni is well, Amoyni is well. But I don't agree with this drasha. And based upon drasha, he's entitled to disagree with somebody from the previous book. If he understands the drasha differently, he has a different way to darshan. He has kashas on the drasha, so he's entitled to disagree. And that was the whole chapter of the Torah that took place in the Beis HaMidrash. He asked kashas on the drasha, etc., etc. Until came along somebody who said that I have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu this year. A Kabbalah, and I can't disagree. So that settles the matter. In addition, says the Brizkurov, with this we can understand the discussion between Boaz and the Goyim. Boaz, too, did not come based upon Kabbalah. He didn't say that I have this Kabbalah. There were people who had this Kabbalah, but he didn't say that I have this Kabbalah. He made a drush. So, now we understand beautifully. The Goyim says to Boaz, very good, okay, make a drush. I accept your drush. I'm prepared to go by a drush. But what I'm worried about is, Pen Ashkes is Nakalosi. Maybe there'll be somebody in 10 days' time who'll come along like Goya Gardoni and start to make put him on the drasha. And they'll say, I can darshan differently. And he didn't know about this Kabbalah. Since he wasn't coming based upon Kabbalah, his chashash was not about him himself. Him himself, he could rely on Bernard's drasha. But he was worried about the future of his Zara. Perhaps there'll be somebody who'll come and be the topic on the drasha. Okay, stop me.